Hi, this is a dictation for Sean McDuffie. SEANMCDUFFIE. Sean McDuffie, date of service is 5/19/2022. And date of birth, 5/17/1989. Date of accident is 4/21/2022. History of chief complaint is headaches, pain in the neck, across the shoulders, lower back, both wrist and hand. History of automobile accident patient alleges on 4/21/2023 was involved in an automobile accident leading to all the symptoms. The history of automobile accident is as follows. On 4/21/2022 at 7:15 p.m., the patient was traveling in an Uber as a passenger on the right side on Southfield Road and at 696. He was traveling in a compact car and he was alone in the car along with the driver. And he was stopped on Southfield Road northbound at a red light. The other car hit them rear-ended. The car spinned and the other driver hit into his side, and the damage is to the right passenger side and the rear end. The speed of the other car is unknown, but their own car was completely stopped. The patient was not wearing seat belts. Airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. And police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. Patient report that the windshields and all other glasses are okay. Only the right passenger door is damaged. And his car driver is okay. The other car driver was a female. Her car flipped upside down, hitting the roof, and went to the hospital after the impact. But they do not know the details. The police report was filed by the bystanders who called the police. So basically the trauma was to the rear bumper and side door. Mr. Presenting illness patient is suffering from severe headaches that are located on the back of the head and they are moderately severe, constant, sensitive to the noise and nausea and vomiting, and not associated with any seizures or aura. History of TBI patient is having symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, ringing in the ear, lack of focus, fearful of the even nausea, vomiting, blood within and spots in the vision. Patient reports that last week he was suffering from lightheadedness, cold, sweating. He passed out and even vision was bothered. He went to Providence Hospital on the day of accident where he was there for the 5 hours. And the ambulance took him there. CT scan and x-rays were done and were found to be negative and was discharged. During this accident, patient reports that he flew forward, he hit the front seat, and then to the left side of the door. And he hit the door into the left door. He hit his head into the left door. And after that, he jarred his head into the headrest. Now, this part can be part of the history of, in the presenting illness. In the history of automobile accident. So in the history of presenting illness, please mention the headaches and the symptoms of TBI. Now, patient is also suffering from severe pain in the neck, which is 7 to 8, along with the headaches, which are 6 to 7. The patient reports pain in both the shoulders around 8, and difficulty in lifting the arms beyond 140 degrees on the right, 100 degrees on the left. Pain and numbness and, at both wrists and all the fingers. The patient denies any issues with the extremities. No radiation of pain is reported. And also in the upper extremities, no radiation of the pain is reported from the neck. Lower back pain is around 7 and 8. And they are localized, continuous. They are described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, aching, and tender. The severity of the pain is from 5 to 9 and is ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports the modified spectrum for the pain are as follows. The pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, and walking, and improved by marijuana, shower, bath, rest. So far, X-ray and CT scan were done at the Providence Hospital. On the day of accident, they were found to be negative. The reports are not available at the time of dictation. The patient reports that occasionally he has numbness, tingling, pins and needle of both the hands and all the fingers. And there is a muscle weakness, especially on the left side, where he dropped a phone and he cannot bend his. However, there is no bladder bowel incontinence. The patient reports of sleep being affected, mood being affected, and suffering from anxiety, but denies any depression, self-worth problem, concentration problem, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. There is a history of weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, difficulty walking, sleep problem, anxiety, depression, panic, but denies any subtle anesthesia. In the previous treatment, patient reports that he went to the ER at Providence Hospital. The X-ray, CT scan of the brain and neck were negative. He was provided ibuprofen, and he also went to physical therapy in the Providence Hospital. Only one time, one massage was done. He was seeing Dr. Mark Rallaway, R-A-L-L-A-W-A-Y, at Axel Medical Center, associated with the Providence Hospital. He was provided back brace and two medications for pain. He has also seen a chiropractor, but no acupuncture has been done. System review in respiratory disease positive for bronchitis, shortness of breath, and chronic cough. And then neurological disease positive for back and neck pain, injury, dizziness, fainting, headache, weakness, paralysis of the arm and legs. In psychiatry, positive for backseat cause is panic attacks. For surgical history is none, allergies none. Family history. Mother is alive, suffers from hypertension. Father is alive, no medical problems. He has two brother and one sister. Only one brother had rickets in the childhood and one has bronchitis. In the relationship status, patient is single and lives with his cousin and a friend. Employment. Patient is employed full-time. He works as a store manager in a cricket, C-R-I-C-K-E-T store, which is a phone company, and he has only light duty to do. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has been using JC Auto Law to represent his issues. Personal history, patient reports that he drinks alcohol twice a month. He smokes 6 cigarettes a day, along with weed, and does not abuse any recreational drugs. The ADLs that are affected and reported are as follows. The patient reports all the ADLs are affected, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are as follows. The eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates are all affected. 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports that he can walk, but every step hurts him, and he can walk only up to one third of a block or even 3 minutes. He can stand, but it hurts, especially in the lower back. Sitting, he experiences chest pain when he sits, and especially on deep breathing. And he lying down, he sleeps on his stomach as his back is hurting too much. He can only sleep for 1 to 2 hours. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 151 over 98 pulses, 61 pulse ox, 96 respiratory rate is 20, temperature 98.1, height is 5'7", and the weight is 155. 33-year-old African-American male of a average build and nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, chylonychia, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is a good attitude and demeanor. There is no severe anxiety, lethargy, and the patient is able to walk reasonably well, with independent without any the device. He already has a back brace that he's wearing. And rest of the physical examination come from the template, including a neurological and musculature examination, which is found to be completely normal except for trigger points in the upper trapezius muscle, which are in spasm. Other than that, rest of the muscles are okay. And the pectoralis major, the chest muscle is also okay. No hematoma or any spasm. In the musculoskeletal examination, on inspection and palpation are from the template. Spine tenderness is located at C567 spine. As well as at L4, L5 spine, and F1 spine. With the minimal tenderness and hypertonicity, the range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 60 extension, 60 bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral rotation is 15, and side flexion is 15. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, and Sperling Lerman tests are positive. Restriction test is positive. Wall test is positive, and myelopathy sign is absent. In thoracic spine, Roos test, Klum test are negative. Lumbar spine, a Burdzensky-Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bregar test negative. Kemp test is negative. Burdzensky test is negative. Sacroiliac joints, bilateral sacroiliac joints are found tender. The Faber test is positive bilaterally. Gonsalan test is positive bilaterally. However, the distraction test, compression test are negative. And iliac compression test is negative. Tendelberg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities, all the extremities except for shoulders and wrist are found to be completely normal. Please use the template to type. Examination of the shoulder joint. Right shoulder joint has a residual pain of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 with the range of motion limited to 140 degrees of abduction and flexion. On the left side, the pain level is 8 in a residual pain, and the active motion is possible up to 100 degrees of abduction and flexion. There is no crepitus, popping noise, grinding noise heard. And muscle weakness is present in the left more than the right. In the left, it is 3x5. Right, it is 4x5. The grip is slightly poor due to the pain. The special tests for the supraspinal testing were done, and it is found that drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension sign also negative. But how can candidate test positive bilaterally? Empty beer can test is positive bilaterally. Speed test, near test is positive bilaterally. In the hand and wrist examination, it is found that there is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture, color of the skin is normal, angulation deformity is not present. Muscle weakness, 4x5 bilaterally, no atrophy of thinner prominence. The carpotunnel testing was positive bilaterally as thinner and palatine are found positive. It appears that there is a possibility of median nerve compression. However, the active and passive range of motion of the wrist and hand are normal. No fractures are identified. Reflexes are normal. Grip is okay. Motor power 4x5 sensations are okay. The lower extremity is completely normal. Chest examination was also not found with any major fracture of the ribs or any limitation of expansion. Breath sounds were normal. Diagnosis. General, V at 9.2 XST, R26.89, S09.XA, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.1, 79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, chest, blunt chest trauma, upper extremity, shoulder, M25.511, M25.512, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, M75.110. Wrist and hand, M25.531, M25.532, M79.641, M79.642. G56.01, G56.02. Lower extremity in the right knee, M25.561. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. M54.42, S33.5, XXA. So then comes the plan of care for Sean McDuffie, which is from the template. The treatment plan for Mr. Sean McDuffie is also from the template, which starts with physical therapy, which has been ordered for three times a week for neck, mid back, lower back, and both shoulders and the right knee, with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Disability is for patient is released for a light duty job. She is able to continue also replacement services if needed and transportation help. Medications are provided as follows. Patient is provided with non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication and Celebrex, which is non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, to provide anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Along with this, patient is supposed to take Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Tizanidine 60 mg for muscle relaxation and release of all the spasm and trigger points. Tramadol ER 100 mg for pain relief twice a day. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep. Votrin gel and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Lyrica 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Imitrex 20 mg, 1 or 2, 10 of them for severe headaches that are not relieved by Furoscix. Then non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records, none were available. We have ordered a new MRIs for the cervical and lumbar spine to identify the pathology. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Maybe trigger points can be done. Surgical options, none are being considered at this minute. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted. Internet care case work is not warranted. Patient is able to work. Past medical records have been ordered released from the hospital. Patient saw investigation. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine has been ordered to identify the issues of pathology. DMEs, the patient is provided with the back brace. He already has it and a tense unit to help him heal. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 1 month and personal support, yes. Thank you.